believe. These are the horrible, insidious lies which serve to fuel the Zionist propaganda machine, but in fact have no material basis. And so we have come here to cry out. The illegitimate state of Israel does not have a claim to the land of Palestine. They are nor the representatives, nor the protectors of the Jewish people. And that Jews and Muslims are not enemies. In fact, throughout centuries, Jews and Muslims have dwelt in peace and mutual respect. Palestinian Jews and Muslims live side by side in Palestine in tranquility and without fear of each other. Today, what seems like but a dream was once a reality before the illegitimate Zionist regime came onto the scene. The truth is that the Jewish religion is in direct opposition of Zionism at its very root. Going back over 100 years ago, when the concept was first introduced by politically motivated non-believers, atheists, our rabbinical leaders from all over the world spoke out against the Zionist movement and tried to stop it from spreading into the Jewish communities. Judaism has nothing to do with Zionism. In fact, Zionism is the diametric opposite of Judaism. Jews are forbidden to have a state. They are forbidden to have an army. They are forbidden to steal another people's land. And they are forbidden to kill, even when they pretend they are doing so in self-defense. In 1929, on this very day, Rabbi Yaakov Dihan was shot dead by Zionist terrorists. He was an anti-Zionist activist. And today is the day that he was shot, in 1929. The Jewish Defense League should be renamed the Jewish Defense Lie. They are not Jews, and they are not our defenders. These Zionist non-Jews have stolen our name and have no right to act or speak on our behalf. Zionism is part of the tidal wave, the brutal tidal wave of secularism which threatens to envelop the globe. It has taken many Jews away from their faith and away from the commandments of the Torah. To our great dismay, it has made many of them unwitting participants in the monstrosity known as the State of Israel, which has brutalized via dispossession and ongoing persecution the Palestinian people. Yet even worse, they act purportedly in the name of the Jewish nation, thereby desecrating the name of God Almighty and endangering the Jewish people. We bring you this message today as an indication of our deep sympathy with the suffering of the Palestinian people. We hope and pray every day for a free Palestine. Not only have we come here to New York City to show our solidarity with the Palestinian nation, but as we stand here today, our Jewish counterparts are participating in similar rallies around the globe. Washington, D.C., Chicago, San Francisco, Houston, Atlanta, Seattle, Toronto, London, Berlin, Denmark, Norway, and of course, Jerusalem. Every year we join the Palestinians on this day, in addition to our own day of fasting and mourning on the anniversary of the state's creation. Always remember, this cruelty could never come from Jews loyal to their religion. It could never come from Jews steeped in traditions of giving, caring, and loving kindness. Authentic Jews support the right of return of all Palestinian people to their original towns, villages, and homes. We support the one state solution, one Palestinian state, and total dismantlement of the Zionist state. We pray that this should take place speedily and peacefully. We support the cause of Palestinian sovereignty over the entire Holy Land. We maintain these positions because to have a Jewish state is in violation of our faith and its ethical system. It is for this reason we will never agree to serve in the Zionist terrorist army. We would gladly give up our lives rather than join the Zionist indoctrination camps, where they seek to transform the Jewish nation from the people of the book to the people of the bomb. We are anti-Zionist because we are pro-humanity. We are pro-morals. We are pro-peace. We are pro-justice. And we are pro-truth. We are anti-Zionist because we are Jews. We support the Palestinian people because we are Jews. And anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. Please go forth from this gathering and tell your friends and families that our people are at peace. Go home and tell them authentic Jews suffer along with the Palestinian people. Go forth and tell everyone you know that the Jewish people understand the injustice being done to the Palestinians. And together we will both tell the world and all mankind that the day is not far when neither Palestinian nor Jewish blood will anymore be shed. No more Palestinians and no more Jews will be sacrificed upon the altar of the Zionist idolatry. May God grant peace from above, and may we merit to see speedily in our days the revelation of God's glory over the entire universe, when all mankind will serve Him together in peace and harmony. Thank you.